Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my source, you're my strength, everything. I call you holy, I call you faithful, I call you righteous, I call you life, way, truth, everything you
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Shalom, Mr. Lacar. Shalom, Yeshua Al. I'm your brother, Ariel, once again. Let me know if you can hear me well. I hear a little feedback on my end so far. I don't know if it's just because of the ending of the song going out, but hallelujah. Hallelujah. He never amazes me. He never amazes me. I mean, always amazes me. Always. I was going to call my sister Samaria and ask her to play that about 20 minutes ago. It was about 7:10. I was like, dang, it's too late for her to play that. That'll go perfect with the title of the lesson at Abba. And only Abba. Only Abba. I wanted to play that anyway. You see, I put that on her heart and her mind to play that anyway. Hallelujah. I mean, people believe. Rich people believe the things that Abba Yah does that never surprises. Never surprises. I wanted that song played, and I thought it was too late. But Abba Yah said, no. Mm-mm. I'm going to put it on Sister Samaria Hart to play it. Torah Akoti, Torah Akoti. For listening to Abba Yah's voice. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off with a opening prayer, Yisrael, and get into the benediction, and we're going to get into tonight's lesson. Hallelujah. 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 Y'all, once again, through the Shabbat door, as well as it's not opening yet, Father. But we look forward to coming in and dining with you, Abba Yah. We look forward to the words you have given us, Father, throughout your morays, throughout this 24-hour period, Father, which we call the Shabbat, Father, the day that you set apart and bless, Father. We look forward to that, Father. Father, Yah, ask and pray for all those who are ailing, Father. If I don't say their names, Father, you know. You can read my mind and far off, Father, and you know who needs your help, Father. Without even saying it, Father, all those who need your help in any way, Father, that you touch them, that you heal them, Father, that you strengthen them, Father, that you continue to walk with them, Father, as they go through the storms, as they go through the trials and tribulations, as they go through the heartaches, Father, as they go through the mental anguish, Father, that you be there for them, Father. Allow them to see, continue to walk with you, Father, their light may be small. But as we continue to walk, the light get bigger and bigger, Father. The walk get easier and easier, Father. Father, Yah, I pray for all your morays, Father, that you continue to keep them, Father. All your zakins, Father, that you continue to watch over them, Father. Continue to strengthen them, Father, and give them the wisdom, Father. All the emas, Father, the mothers, Father, that you continue to watch over them and give them the wisdom. The yaladi, Father. The ox, Father, the brothers, Father, the whole house of Yisrael, Father, those who are your called out of this darkened world, Father. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has brought us with his commandments, and took pleasure in, and with love and favor, gave us his holy Shabbat as inheritance, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Amen. Amen. And once again, family, we're going through these 6 weeks. We're only in the second week, and we're still building. We're still building the foundation of the kingdoms of the earth and who shall rule. The kingdoms of the earth and who shall rule. Last week we went through a lot of kingdoms in the Mesopotamia area and understanding that they all fall under the Babylonian rule, all of them. And around that time of who was the first king, the first kingdom, Nimrod, when he was setting up some things. And we just went to first or the oldest ancient civilizations or empires, kingdoms, whatever you wanted to call them. We went through that. We went through what is a kingdom. And we went through a few other things last week. I don't got that paper right in front of me. But today, we just have a subtitle on this of the kingdoms of the earth, who shall rule. The subtitle is the process of the two kingdoms coming out of the sea. The process of the two kingdoms coming out of the sea. And I know you might hear like two kingdoms coming out of the sea. Yes, at the end of this lesson, we will see that there will be two kingdoms coming up out of the sea. I know that as the scripture calls one of the kingdoms, a beast. Scripture calls the beast coming up out of the sea, rising up out of the sea. Scripture also says that later on, I believe, in Revelation 17, calls it the abyss, which still a deep place. And, you know, those who have a little bit of understanding know that even the abyss is just a deep place, right? And there are abyss side of the sea. And what's more deeper on the earth than the sea? What's more deeper than that, right? With man, the sea is so deep that mankind can't even reach down there. They don't know what's down there. There's creatures down there that mankind do not know about, do have no clue about. And the further they go down, the more things that they see that they never saw before. So it's basically saying the same thing. It just used a different terminology, but still coming up out of this beast will be coming up out of a sea. In fact, we're going to read about that tonight. We're going to be in mostly three books tonight. We're not going to go through a whole lot of books, probably four at the most. All you need is your scriptures tonight. I'll be reading out of the WEBA as usual. The WEBA and the four chapters we'll be going through is just one in Bereshit, which one in Genesis that I will be reading out of, and that's just for a reference point. And Revelations, we'll be coming out of Revelations tonight. We'll be coming out of Daniel tonight, and we'll be coming out of Second Ezra tonight. And you will find that all these is cohesive. They all together. They all basically talking about the same thing. The wording may be a little bit different, but basically, especially if you're talking about end time prophecies or prophecies period, these three brothers, Yah gave a lot to. Abiyah gave a lot to. Abiyah, he spent time with them. He spent time with them, and especially when you read in these three books, one of the things that you find that's familiar with all three books, they had dreams, and they had visions, and in the dreams, in the visions, they were given interpretations by a malach, by an angel. Abba sent his messenger, his angel down to give the interpretation to these brothers, right? And that's still going on today. Abba still gives us the interpretation of his word. He's still speaking to his morais, to even morais, all the teachers, male or female. He's still speaking to them. He's still giving revelations and understanding to his word, first and foremost, so we can be guided through this wilderness, because we are in the wilderness. We are. We're being guided. We're being taken this way and that way. One of the things me and Maria and Brother Harvell got a chance to talk this week, and we always get a chance to talk, you know. Yariel, he comes through, we get a chance to talk. Whenever he offers posts, or if he posts up front and we're around, we get to talk about that word. We always get to communicate. And one of the things that's coming up most for sure is the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh and life. you know, because it goes one in a hand. When you walk this way for so long, you come to understand that the word of Yahweh in your life goes one in a hand. It meshes together. Because basically what we read are life experiences. And we being human beings, we also having life experience. So we're reading life experiences as we are living life experiences. And Abba Yah, he uses that to bring forth his will. To bring forth his will. And I'm hoping I'm sounding all right. I don't hear the Lord no more. So everything is good. Hallelujah. So he uses our life experiences to bring forth his will. And hopefully that we're learning the will of Yahweh. The will of Yahweh. And one of the things that me and the brothers was talking about, that especially for this congregation, one of the three things that was coming out and since the pandemic is from the mores and from the teaching is learning about yourself, coming to know who you are and where you belong and what is your mission into Abba Yah. And also, not just learning about yourself, but watching this world system. And those have been the lessons that have been coming out since the pandemic. And it's like, it haven't like it was a great shift, but if you just go back 3 years, and follow the pattern where Abba Yah have taken us. It's about that. It's about learning you, and it's about understanding and watching this world system. And those are the things that we talk about. He may bring something out, or another more. He may also was showing us this, because it may this not the totality of it. And one of the reasons why, because he asked me a question earlier today, and the question was, because a person studies every day, or because a person reads the word and know the word, does that mean that they know Yahweh? And I thought that was an off-the-wall question, and, you know, in your meditation, you get a question like that. And I thought that was off-the-wall, like, do they know Yahweh? Took me back through my life and my journey with him. You know, the answer was no. That does not mean, because a person studying and learning the word every day does not mean that they know Yahweh. No. Or the Messiah wouldn't have never come back and say, Yahushua would have never had to say that, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. And if you go and read the totality of the scripture, them people did a lot in his name. They cast out demons. They chewed evil. They, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, when Yahushua was speaking this, he was not talking about those who believe in JC, believe in Muhammad, those who believe in any other deity. He was talking about those who believe in him, in Yahushua HaMashiach, knew his name. Him. They didn't know him. And one of the ways that he was showing me about me is learning about me and who I am. So you want to learn me, couple my word with you in that mirror. And we had a good meeting last night that made me, for my, what I took away was, I got to look in the mirror and I have to commit. I don't know what other brothers took away from me, but that was for me, because for me, as one brother said, the relationship with Abba Yah is personal, and that's personal to me. And I know Abba Yah speaks to me and talks to me. So for me, it's continue to learn who you are, Ariel. Continue to learn who you are. And the more you continue to learn yourself, what makes you tick, what makes you aggravated, what makes you mad, what makes you do that, and you compare to Abba Yah, you start to learn. Story of Job, the whole story of Job is about that. Matter of fact, I got a chance to read the story of Job today. I mean, not read it. I just put it in my ears, and I let it read to me because I got that boy. And my back on family, can you hear me? See that? Hello, I don't want to hear. He don't want you talking about that. He don't want you talking about Toda Aki. He don't want you talking about your relationship with Abba Yah and making it personal and looking in that mirror and living it. He don't want you talking about that. But we're going to get on with the lesson anyway. So follow along, family. And again, we are still building. We are still building on the kingdom of the earth. Who shall rule? But I like this undertitle that Abba gave me. So this is the process of the two kingdoms coming out of the sea. It's a process. It is a process. And when we go and read, we're going to see that this has been a very long process, setting up these kingdoms. And they ain't finished. They are not finished. And we will also see that it's Abba's will. It's Abba's will that these kingdoms of the earth be set up. We're going to see that. So we're going to start in Revelation 17:15. And it's not that I'm going to be doing a whole lot of explaining, and because they well did that last week, I believe it, week before last, in Revelation 17. See, but hopefully you was taking notes. Because we're talking about these kingdoms, these beast systems, kingdoms, beasts, and I want to build a point. I want to be able to build a point first. 17:15 Revelation. He said to me, the waters which you saw prostitute fits peoples, multitudes, nations, languages. The waters. These waters, nation, language. So now we can get the gist of where we're going. Just wanted to lay that foundation for those who don't know. We're talking about this beast coming up out of the water. But when we're talking about this water, we're talking about is rising up on the people. The water is just a metaphor. Now, if Abba wanted to, yes, he could bring a beast up out of the sea. You know, and it's crazy how Hollywood do it. That was the whole thing in the Clash of the Titans, the crack, right? Hollywood always want to take the word of Yahweh and they want to twist it and put that vision and thought in our mind, what Abba is talking about. In fact, he don't mind that they do that. That way he can weed out those who belong to him. Amen. Let's go to Daniel 7. Daniel 7, 15 through 17. We just laying a foundation on the 6 weeks. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was grieved within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And if you go up top, this is one of the dreams that Daniel had about the four beasts. But now Daniel is just, he is bothered by what happened, what he dreamed about. And I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth, all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the thing. Again, we're not going to get into much to it because I believe Brother Mariel had brought this out a few weeks back. These great animals, which are four, are four kings who will rise out of the earth. Up here in Revelation, it says that these prostitutes, what they're sitting on, the waters are people, nations, and tongues. But now here we get to these four beasts. Scripture talks about, it's talking about that these are four kingdoms and four kings that will rise up. And the question is, why are they rising up? Why give Daniel these dreams about these four beasts? Why give dreams and the interpretation? Why give Yochanan the interpretation and these dreams? Abba just don't do nothing to fill up paper. Key up there and don't have nothing to do, and I just feel like writing and talking today. No, it's not like that. Everything, a strategic move with Abba Yah is a strategic move. And every word, every jot, every tittle, his whole book, a strategic move. We should understand this. So we're going to drop down to Daniel, stay in 7. We're just going to drop down to 23, still building the thought. 7:23. Let me see if it sounds funny. Yeah. Thus he said, the fourth animal, which in some translations would say the fourth beast. Fourth animal, a fourth kingdom on earth, which will be different than all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth and will tread it down and break it in pieces. Again, if you go back in your own study, on that route tonight. And a foundation, and I'm like, but you're giving me too much real quick. I'm going to give the end before it's all over with. No, just stay the course. I got you. All right, I'm gonna stay the course. So we are laying this foundation. These are four kingdoms. And I know for some of us, we have heard it already. We didn't heard it. We didn't know. But there may be someone on here who never heard it, who never understood it. So we got to teach it anyway. Let's jump back into Revelation. This night ain't going to be that long, family. Jump back into Revelation 13. We're going back to Revelation 13. Again, we see. We only stand in these three right here, and we're going to jump in Bereshit one time. Revelations 13, 1 through 4. Now we're going to see that a beast is rising up out of the water. One of the beasts, anyway. Then I stood on the sand of the sea. A beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns, 7 heads on his horns, with 10 crowns and on his head, blasphemous name. Again, we ain't getting into it. Brother Mario did a great job on this. Go back, listen. Hopefully you took notes. If not, Brother Mario will send you his notes and you'll be able to move forward with that. Or if you have any questions, afterwards we can talk. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. Feet were like those of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave his power, his throne, great authority. And we cannot read over that. We will not read over that. Stop there, and we will understand. The dragon, who is the dragon in another part of Revelation? That it calls the dragon that old serpent, the devil, who deceiveth the whole world. So this kingdom right here, beast system, kingdom, which is a country, which, whatever you want to call it, we talked about that last week. Power is thrown in great authority on the earth with the power of Hasatan. The power, his authority, beast system. It's a whole beast system. It is a whole empire that has been moving and growing since the days of Daniel, since Abba first gave it to him. It has. If you can think of the blog, you know what the blog is. The blog is this big old blabber bubble, and whatever it touches, it absorbs. That's what is happening in these last couple of thousand years. Before Yahushua came on the scene, these have been a blog, absorbing everything it touched. About organized chaos rising up out of the system. And it's a process. It's been a process for a long time. Way before we was born and thought of. I mean, not in the eyes of Abba, but way before we was born. One of his heads, it had been wounded fatally. His fatal wound was healed. The whole earth marveled at the beast. Worshipped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? We will not read over that. What does the scripture mean when it says they worship the dragon? They are actually worshiping Satan. Because of this beast system, they are worshiping the devil indirectly. Indirectly, if you deny Abba Yah, if you deny Yahweh and his son and his commandments and the way that he set up how you should live, and you believe you over here and you just walking around and you're going to be in of the Hindu religion, and you're going to have this way of your life, and you're going to be a peaceful person, and you will live and respect hurt people. Deny the son, and you deny the Torah, you've been the devil. You this nice person, you feed the homeless, you go out and does all these things. You say, Muhammad, glory. You are worshiping the devil, even though that you gave your clothes to the poor, even though that you done took all your check so somebody had clothes and somewhere to sleep that night. And you gave homage to Muhammad at the end of the day, you're worshiping the devil. Because you cannot do that. You cannot give honor to a deity to get into the one true Yahweh. Scripture says, the nations worship demons unknown to themselves. They're not worshiping a mighty one that created the heavens and the earth. They are actually worshiping demons, but they do not know this. The bill. And I read for one more time. They worship the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. And they worship the beast saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And look at the world system. Look at these empires, these kingdoms that we live in. The arrogance. of these kingdoms and how they are set up. Look at them. Remember Rabbi Gershom and Daniel teaching one time, do you want to know how be a real powerful nation? Then you will know how powerful the demon is that's over top of them. And he used Daniel as an example. The example of when Daniel prayed and he said, and the angel came and said, look, your prayer was answered 21 days ago, but I was held up. I believe it's the Prince of Tyree, the demon that's over Tyree held me up because he knew that this prayer and answer for you was important. So what that tells us is into our prayers, they are, they are in spiritual warfare. And the war starts way before it comes into the physical. So they watch us. They watch when we're going through something and they want to egg it on. They watch when there's contention in the house and they want to egg it on. They watch when there's not love shown between the brotherhood and the sisterhood. They watch all that. And they get in and they fight. That was brought out last night too. And they fight hard. They fight hard. They know, I don't know about nobody else. They know Beth Yahweh has a mission. Beth Yahweh has a mission. Well, you can best believe that they stationed at every moray house, every strong female, every strong male, every marriage, your house, your children, they are stationed there to bring in confusion. Because they know the congregation has a job to do. Every chance they get. Every chance they get. Let's move on. All right, we need, went to Revelation that saw this beast coming out. Now let's go to 2 Ezra. 2 Ezra 13. I know we read this last week. Brother Harvell read this last week. And we're going to 2 Ezra 13, 1 through 20. Because we want to see that two kingdoms coming up out of the water. And what is water, family? People, places, people, tongues. 7 days, I dreamed a dream by night. Brother Ezra, again, dreaming a dream, being shown something. And behold, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. And I saw wind caused come up from the midst of the sea, as it were the likeness of a man. And I saw, and behold, the man flew with the clouds of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, trembled that were seen under him. Talks about this beast that's coming up, and the people was amazed, and they marveled at him. Same thing to Brother Ezra, but Brother Ezra talking about another kingdom. Now, getting amazement. Well, as I'm reading it, I understood in the book of Revelation when it says what the waters point to. The voice went, mouth heard his voice, like as the wax melts when it fills the fire. And after this I saw, and behold, there was gathered together a multitude of men, four winds of heaven, to make war against man that came out of the sea. We got to listen to these context clues. Did not Yahweh said in Revelation that he told the Melech king to hold back the four winds. Listen to these context clues. Ask Abba, what are you saying? Well, Oprah was shown something almost the exact same thing. All in there. What ain't got it is in the word of Yahweh. Sit. Make believe. Believe. But it's all for a reason. Six. And I saw, behold, he carved himself. He carved himself a great mountain, flew upon it. What did Daniel say about this mountain? What did he say? I didn't read it. I have to read it for some of y'all. Daniel 7, go back. Read it for yourself about this mountain being cut out. Saw, behold, he carved himself a great mountain, flew upon it. Process. We have to see the process, the working of Abba throughout the annals of time. We have to see the workings of the adversary throughout the annals of time. Going through this. Kingdoms of the earth, and who shall rule? I sought to see the region of or place where out the mountain was graven. I could not. And after this I saw, and behold, that which were gathered together to fight against him were sore afraid, yet dare fight. And behold, as he saw the assault of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand, nor his spear, nor any instrument for war. Whoever this king is, whoever this man that came up out of this sea, he got a spear for those who've been in Beth Yahweh for a long time. What did Gershon Ben Daniel call Beth Yahweh? What did Gershon Ben Daniel, prophet of Yahweh, what did he call him? He said, we are the spirit. About that, years ago, he prophesied that. Saw assault of the multitude that he came. He neither lifted up his hand, nor held spear, nor instrument of war. But only I saw how he sent out of his mouth as it had been a flood of fire, flame and breath, and out of his tongue cast forth sparks of the storm. It almost like if those who just listening, and then you hear little context clues, right? It almost sounds like whatever this whoever this guy is that's coming out of the sea. He was scripture just said that he's spitting out a flood out of his mouth. Seemed like Hillel in the book of Revelation doing the opposite. He's doing everything that he did. This guy here who came up out of the sea. I just said, I don't even keep playing around like that. It's Yahushua talking about Yahushua. But Hillel is doing the same thing when you go into Revelation and it said, spewed out a flood after the woman. You can do what he know Abba Yah have done. Nothing new. Said I wasn't going to do no interpretation, but that's Abba Yah. And these were all mingled together, blood of fire, the flaming breath, and the great storm, and fell upon the assault of the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burned them up, everyone, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude, nothing was to be perceived, but only dust of ashes and smell of smoke. When I saw this, amazed. After be amazed too. But that thought just came to mind. We're going to read something about the beast system, and your conning going to be amazed, and the angel going to check. Afterwards, I saw the same man come down from the mountain, call to him another multitude, which was peaceful. And there came much people to him. Wherefore, some were glad, and some were very sore. Some of them were bound, and another some were of those who were afflicted. Then through great fear I awakened and prayed to the Most High and said, you have shown your servant these wonders from the beginning and have counted me worthy that you should receive my prayer. And now show me moreover the interpretation of this dream. For as standing, woe to those who shall be left in those days, and much more woe to those who are not left. Those who are not left shall be in heaviness. Standing the things that are laid up in the latter days, but not attaining to them. But woe to them also that are left for this cause, for they shall see great perils and many necessities, like as these dreams declared. It is bitter for one to be in peril and to come into those things, then to pass away as a cloud out of the world, not to see the things that shall happen the last days. Again, these are the things that we should be paying attention to. Abba said, wait, look, pay attention, watch. So these things don't come upon you like a thief in the night. All right, we offer that one. So now we're moving back to Revelation 17, family. We're going back to Revelation 17. We rightly divide the word of Yahweh. That's all. And this is 17, 1 through 13. This is going to be 1 through 18. So we're going to read there. I didn't have to, but I just want to give the whole thought of this. And again, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and spoke with me, saying, I show you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits on many waters, whom the kings of the earth committed sexual immorality, and those who dwell in the earth were made drunken with the wine of her sexual immorality. He carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness. I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, full of blasphemous things, having seven heads and 10 horns. Talking about that, but we see the parallels, right? There was another woman talked about earlier, wilderness. Now this woman also in the wilderness. There's a kingdom coming out of, two kingdoms coming up out of the sea. Was dressed in purple, and I don't have to go through this because Brother Davey Well brought it out perfectly. Go back and ask him for his notes. The woman was dressed in purple, scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones, pearls, having in her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the impurities of the sexual immorality of the earth. And on her forehead, name was written, Mystery, Babylon, the great, the mother of prostitutes, abominations of earth. And as we continue to read, the scripture itself going to tell us what Babylon this is actually talking about. And I haven't gave it away already because I said we're going back to the beginning. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, the blood of the martyrs of Yahushua. When I saw her, I wondered with great amazement. One prophet was amazed at the brothers. Another prophet is amazed at this prostitute of the beast system. The other one was amazed at the righteous kingdom. It was a beautiful amazement, though. It was an amazement of beautiful. This one was amazement of dread. Angel said to me, you wonder, tell you the mystery of the woman, of the beast that carries her, the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that you saw was, is not, and is about to come up out of the abyss, go into destruction. We already read in 13 about the abyss, the waters, the sea, right? Those who dwell on the earth and whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world will marvel when they see the beast was and is not and shall be. Is the mind as wisdom? His are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Listen. I love how Abba Yah talks to her. Listen to this. Here is the mind that has wisdom. What is he saying to the brother? The flesh. Here is the soul that has the Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit connected to it. Go into the book of Sirach. When you go into the Proverbs, when you go into the Psalms, it talks about wisdom being a spirit. He talks to us in such a way that the average person ain't going to pick it up and understand. But if you have the Holy Spirit connected to your nefesh, connected to your soul, you will understand what he's saying to us. Under somebody who has it. And we sit under somebody who has it. Hallelujah. Here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. They are seven kings. Five have one is yet. One is. Other has not yet come. He comes. He must continue a little while. And who's the king? He's talking about these kingdoms. It ain't just five kings. It's like five kingdoms. All that in context. The beast that was and is not also an eight, seven, and he goes to destruction. So it's talking about just not seven kingdoms, eight kingdoms that you saw are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour, a period of time. That's all. A period of time that they reign with the beast. And don't look at it like they within that with the beast. Look at it as they with system. And they have authority over this section of the earth or authority over that section of the earth. Is it not the same thing that Paul said about us? Rule with him. Kingdom right here that's coming up out the water is setting that up now. One mind, and they gave their power and authority to this kingdom, to the beast. These have one mind, and they gave their power and authority to the beast. Connected it with the beast. And this has happened already. That's why I said we just going to go back this one time. This part right here has happened already, but it wasn't time. Where are we going at? We're going in verse chapter 11, Genesis chapter 11, for those who don't know. We're going to read just to that point, through 7, I believe. The whole earth languished, speak, railed, and they traveled from the east. They found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they lived it. The last week, where we started off, about these great kingdoms, these ancient kingdoms, and where we was, and all in the Mesopotamia area, the land of Shinar, the Babylon, right? They said to one another, let us make bricks burn thoroughly. Brick for stone, and they used tar for mortar. They said, come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower whose top reaches the sky, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. Yahweh said, behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing will be withheld from them which they intend to do. 1-6, family. It wasn't time for them to come together. But we're going to read. There's going to be a time to come together. Not right now. When he says mystery Babylon, what Babylon he's talking about, he's going all the way back to the beginning. Bible students, we have to move from there for channels of time to understand what did this Babylon do to the earth. Remember, it's like a blog, absorbing everything as it's coming through the annals of time. Yes, it could be Israel. Yes, it's Rome. I mean, yes, it's Israel. Yes, it's Rome. Yes, it's America. Yes, it's Russia. Yes, it's the British nation. Yes, it's all of those things. Together to be one, fight against Abiyah. But it kept moving. Yes, the four kingdoms, the four beasts that rose up in the dream of Daniel. Moving. For a very long time. All right, we're going back to Revelation 17, family. Read 13 one more time, and we're going to move forward. These have one mind, and they gave their power and authority to the beast. All the men together came from all these different places and to give their power to this kingdom, Shinar. Same thing. But at that time, opposite is not time for that. Not right now. I'm going to let y'all, I want y'all come one. I want y'all to be unified. These will war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them. For he is Adonai of Adonais and King of Kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Said to me, the waters which you saw where the prostitute sits are peoples, multitudes, nations, and languages. The ten horns which you saw and the beast, these will hate the prostitute, will make her desolate, and will burn her utterly fire. God has put in their heart to do what he has in mind, for Yah has put in their heart. Will be of one mind and to give their kingdom to the... I want you to! You to become one man. I want you to give this to the beast. I'm going to help you organize it. Pardon you? I'm going to help you organize it because I want you to become one. Days of Babylon, time. But I want you to become one. Hello? I want you to gather all these together. But it. And a war. Challenge me. Put in their hearts to do what he has in his mind, be of one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of Yah shall be accomplished. Woman whom you saw is the great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. Now we're going to go back to 2 Ezra, family. And we're going to finish out 13, and we're just going to go from 21 to 38. And we're just going to read the interpretation of it. And that's going to be about it, family. The interpretation of the vision shall I tell you, and I will also open to you the things whereof you have made mention, whereas you have spoken of those who are left behind. interpretation. He that shall endure the pearl that time shall keep those who are falling into danger, even such as have worked in faith toward the Almighty. You want to be kept? The boundaries of Yahushua. Know therefore that they which be left behind are more blessed than those who are dead. Those who are in interpretations of the vision, whereas you saw a man coming up out of the sea, the same is whom the Most High has kept a great season, which by his own self shall deliver his creature, and he shall order those who are left behind. And whereas you saw that out of his mouth there came wind and fire and storm, and whereas he neither spear, and whereas he helped neither destroy the assault of the multitude which came to fight against him, this is the interpretation. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver those who are upon the earth, and there shall come astonishment of mind upon those who dwell on the earth. Why? Because he's moving upon man. He's moving upon man. And understand the process. Allowing evil to happen because he's sending out judgment. I read a quote the other day. I thought the quote was real good. He said, the world accepts the punishment on Israel. But when it comes to Yah punishing the rest of the nations for what they did to Israel, they don't accept that. But they will real quick say, oh, he judged Israel. Judged his own people. Believe he won't judge the nation. And you will even hear Israelites say that. Oh, we under judgment. We under the curses. But yet, it baffles me when some probably believe that Abba Yah going to judge the nation. But he judged Israel. He just going to sweep that under the rug. You know what? And we just going to slide in on to heaven. No, that's not what Scripture says. You can believe it or not. I believe what Scripture says. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver those who are upon the earth. And there shall come astonishment of mind upon those who dwell on the earth. And one shall think to war against another, city against city, place against place, people against people, against them. Shall be when these things shall come to pass and the signs shall happen, which I showed you before, then shall my son be revealed, whom you saw as a man ascending. And it shall be when all the nations hear his voice, every man shall leave his own land, battle they have one against another. Hold on. Who brought that out? Somebody brought that out. That man, was it Daniel or Arthur, that man was going to come unified. They're going to stop fighting one another, and they're going to unify when Yahushua hit the sky. And an innumerable and multitude shall be gathered together, as you saw, desiring to come and to fight against the I was real. We just read it in Revelation, right? He shall stand upon the top of the mountain, Mount Zion. Zion shall come and shall be shown to all men, being prepared and built like as you saw the mountain graven with our hands. He said, Zion shall come. Who is talking about but his children? The seed that he is rising up out of. That's what they're going to be amazed about. Hold up now. Hey, the children. My son shall rebuke the nations which are come to their wickedness with plagues that are like tempest, and shall taunt them to their face with their evil thoughts and torment wherewith they shall be tormented, which are likened to a flame, and shall destroy them labor by fora, which is likened to a fire. What did Jeremiah say? What did Jeremiah say? Your word is like fire shut up into my bones. Right. the word is going to destroy this wickedness through the sea, through the people that he is rising up through. Amen. Hallelujah. Portion of the day, family. That's the end of it. It was straight to the point. Here a little, there a little. You know? The two kingdoms coming out of the sea. Hallelujah. 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 And that's the end of my Torah portion. I mean my blog talking to me. Give the benediction. And the door to Shabbat is open. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, magnificent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. 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 Torah Abiyah, for your word tonight, Abba. Thank you for allowing me to be the one that plant or water. But Abiyah, please allow your increase to go upon us, Father, so your word can drop on fertile ground and it can grow and it can grow. We can continue to build our relationship with you. The more tighter our relationship with you, the better off our relationship will be with one another. In Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
Royalty, royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something. Looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing she's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. You've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty, yeah.
Once we weren't the people, now we are the people. Do you know who you are? Would you let them call you those things if you knew you were a queen? And my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper if you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king? Well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. 1 Peter 2 and 6, a pleasure for sure. So power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark, into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are?
Royalty.
Once we weren't the people, mercy made us the people. Now we are the people.
Royalty, royal, royal,
royalty,
your throne, baby, you're royalty. Lift your head, come back home, brother, you're royal. I would choose the chosen people, who at one point wasn't beautiful. His own chosen people, royal priesthood. Royalty.
I'm chosen. So many times I wonder why. Like, why did you choose me? Why would you care about my eyes? And now I know that you love me. And I'm sure that I know that you know me. Out of the many others you saw me, you called me, you chose me.
I'ma shine bright so the world can see that I'm chosen.